Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Monday, November 23rd, 2020. Today he is talking about the unsettling state of the world at present and how to avoid a sense of overwhelm because of it. Truly, words cannot even begin to suggest to you the joys that await your awakening. As governments worldwide are enforcing or attempting to enforce a new lockdown on their citizens, fear and anger is intensifying. This is a very natural result when people feel that the ways in which they live their lives are no longer allowed to be self-determined, but will, instead, be decided by various government organizations that claim to be doing so purely for the benefit of their citizens. These sensations are extremely unsettling because they disturb the status quo to which most people had become accustomed, the relatively unchanging circumstances of their daily lives. Change is, of course, constant. Nevertheless, people resist it unless the circumstances of their lives are experienced as unacceptable. But it often remains unseen because most people follow regular routines which confirm for them the sense that change is not occurring. Now, in this time of confusion and apparent chaos that appears to be largely due to the pandemic, people feel very threatened and unsettled because their normal daily routines have been closed off by authoritarian decree, and there is no indication that this unhappy state of affairs is going to end any time soon. It is no wonder that people are feeling fear and anger, because they are totally unaccustomed to the uncertainty that has now been established and is apparently intended in their own best interests, if they choose to believe the reasons that are being promulgated by all the mainstream media. And of course, fear is very divisive, so trust in one's neighbours is collapsing as negative judgments of one another arise, and confusion over the validity of the measures being imposed leads to disagreements, sometimes fierce disagreements, within neighbourhoods and within families, over how serious and dangerous the situation has become. This is indeed a very confusing and unsettling time for you all. So I would yet again remind you how absolutely essential it is for all of you to take time out frequently during the day to go within and reset your intent to be only loving whatever arises. That intent, consciously held and reset frequently, is extremely powerful and is greatly needed as the collective awakening process draws toward its conclusion. Your loving intentions help so many others to deal with their arising stuff while not being completely overwhelmed by the general sense of anxiety that is very widespread at present. You chose to be in human form at this time to do just this because you knew that it would be extremely effective in driving your collective human awakening process forward. However, due to the amnesiac process involved in becoming human, you have mostly lost your connection to your awareness of that knowing, and so intense doubts arise within you. Therefore, engage regularly in conversation with your support teams in the non-physical realms. Ask them for reassurance that all truly is moving forward as divinely planned, and they will provide it because that is a major aspect of their work as your support teams. You will feel their love and support, and you will find that your doubts and anxieties have eased, further confirming for you the value of going within to your place of inner peace, where love resides, awaiting your invitation to enter into your hearts so that you can joyfully accept its warm embrace. Knowing, as you do, that you made a very positive and enthusiastic choice to be incarnate on Earth at this moment in humanity's collective transition to a much higher level of spiritual evolution, you can relax with certainty into the radiant significance of this upcoming occasion. This is not business as usual. This is the time of humanity's collective awakening. It is a most wonderful occasion that was created for you by Mother, Father, God at the very moment in which you collectively chose to engage in an unreal drama, a game of separation from Source, so that when you changed your minds, as you inevitably would because oneness with Source is reality and embraces you in endless joy, and chose to return to rest in the divine presence from which you have never, not even for an instant, actually been separated, the path would appear lovingly and enthusiastically inviting you to follow it home. Truly, words cannot even begin to suggest to you the joys that await your awakening, because it appears to you that joy is an ephemeral state that may only be briefly experienced and then lost, as the basic survival needs of your human living conditions once again demand your full attention. Nevertheless, deep within you there is a knowing that is now arising into your conscious awareness, a knowing that life is a most wonderful and amazing gift that is offering you a prodigious treasure of inconceivable magnificence. You just know that this is the case, although you don't know why you know, and yet, in spite of this, you do have doubts. Doubting God's infinite and unchanging love for you, and doubting if you are really blessed with eternal life in that loving presence, is an aspect of the unreal drama that you experience during a temporal life as a human. This is indeed an amazing, confusing, unsettling, and inspiring time to be present in form on earth. And all of you reading or listening to this, and other similar channeled messages, do feel this and are filled with eager anticipation. I assure you that you will not be disappointed, because what awaits you when you awaken will completely dissolve any residual fears or anxieties that you may be clinging to while you wait expectantly to awaken. Life is about to blossom into the most glorious and delicious state, a state that you presently cannot even conceive of, and yet you do know that this is true. With so very much love, Saul.